On Friday, Louisiana will observe the third anniversary of one of the state's greatest tragedies, Hurricane Katrina. That devastating hurricane, which caused massive flooding in New Orleans, was followed a few weeks later by Hurricane Rita, which devastated the western coast of the state and areas of East Texas. Even though it's far too early to say where Gustav might make landfall, state officials are taking every precaution and trying to prepare the population for the worst. Veronica Mosgrove of the Louisiana Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Office spoke to VOA by telephone.
Especially since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, we take every storm seriously, and this one does seem that it is going to be a threat. And so we are in constant communication with our local, state, and federal partners and have our plan in place to roll out whatever we need to roll out at whatever time we need to do so.
One of the key points in the Louisiana Emergency Plan is an evacuation schedule that relies on hundreds of buses, trains, and airplanes, in addition to the private vehicles that could be used to move people out of the threatened zone. Mosgrove says assets are in place and state officials will begin implementing the evacuation using a detailed plan.
50 hours from when it is projected that there will be tropical storm or hurricane force winds felt in the area. That's when we determine when to call for the evacuation.
She says communities along the coast that are in the path of the storm will be evacuated first. Then, with 40 hours remaining before landfall, New Orleans and areas farther inland will be evacuated. At 30 hours, the next tier of populated areas will be evacuated. Veronica Mosgrove says more about the possible trajectory of the storm should be known by this weekend, which includes the Monday Labor Day holiday. She says it's important that residents in southern Louisiana stay informed about the storm's progress.
This is a holiday weekend, so we're asking people to pay attention to your weather forecast and your news so that they can be ready in the event there is an evacuation that's called for.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin cut short his attendance at the Democratic National Convention in Denver in order to return home and work on storm preparations. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, a Republican, is scheduled to appear at his party's convention in St. Paul, Minnesota next week, but his office says he will not make a final decision on his plans until later this week when more information about the hurricane threat is available. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.